USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Small business confidence is growing for the first time since 2021. The Small Business Optimism Index increased by 0.4 points. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, but there are still some worries about the economy, including inflation. At the White House on Tuesday, President Joe Biden signed the CHIPS and Science Act into law. President Biden says it will create domestic jobs.
American company Micron is announcing today that because of this law, it's going to invest $40 billion over 10 years to build factories and special chips called memory chips that store information on your smartphone.
The president also forwarding the U.S. ratification of Finland and Sweden's applications to join NATO. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she didn't know about yesterday's FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home ahead of time. She told MSNBC's Morning Joe that the FBI just doesn't randomly execute search warrants.
To have a visit like that, you need a warrant. To have a warrant, you need justification. And that says that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
Missouri could become the latest state to fully legalize marijuana. The Republican Secretary of State announced a proposal will appear on the November ballot. Missourians will be asked whether those 21 and older should be allowed to have and use pot. There would be a 6% tax on sales. More heat is on its way to Britain. A level 3 heat health alert has been issued for central and southern England. That'll go through Sunday as highs could reach 95 degrees. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many cities like Washington and New York getting buses of illegal immigrants dropped off. Not only do border cities feel overwhelmed, Republican Senator from Kansas Roger Marshall criticizes the Biden administration for its handling of the border crisis.
In Kansas, my home state sits at the crossroads. We indeed are now a border state like every state is in America. So we're doing minimally to help it. And we have an administration that won't even admit that we have a problem.
Since the beginning of the 2022 fiscal year, there have been over 500,000 known illegal immigrants that have crossed the United States-Mexico border. The jury is now in deliberation for the Texas man accused of shooting his two teenage daughters in 2008. Dallas County Prosecutor Lauren Black making her final statement to the jury.
He never looked you in the eye. He couldn't even answer if he loved his daughters.
Yasir Saeed spent 12 years on the run after the incident. He pleaded not guilty and described the murders as honor killings because he did not approve of his daughter's boyfriends. NFL owners have approved the sale of the Denver Broncos. Walmart heir Rob Walton is leading a group buying the team for over $4.5 billion. The sale dwarfs the previous NFL record of just over $2 billion for the Carolina Panthers in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.